Welcome to One Down, Five Up, folks. This is Happy.
This is Kyle.
This is Joe.
Boog, you look kind of like you're out of it today.
Yeah, just a little drained.
You're a little drained,
oh,
huh?
Oh, God.
Did you have a big day yesterday, buddy?
A lot of football, you know.
A lot of football.
Yeah, you know, excitement.
That was.
Overtimes. It's just, you know, just a lot. It was, you know, Gavin, we celebrate Gavin's birthday. So, just a lot of stuff happened yesterday.
Gavin's birthday was like 2 weeks ago, bro.
Well, when it snows, you know, kids still want to celebrate their birthday.
But my point is, why? Jesus, this is like 2 weeks later?
Yeah, because they had friends and stuff wanting to come over and whatnot.
Oh, I got you.
It snowed each weekend, so.
Okay. So, and you made $40 back against me.
I did.
Congratulations. Yeah. Freaking Niners and Mahomes throwing picks in the end.
Who do you guys think is going to win in the end?
I don't know. I'm going.
I really don't care. I'm a Stafford fan, so I'm going to pull for the Rams. I know I'm nowhere near L.A., but I'm just going to pull for the Rams.
Fundamentally, everything about me hates anything that deals with L.A. Okay?
That's fair enough.
I mean, I despise.
I look past the L.A. part.
But I really do like Stafford. He's been in the league a long time.
Okay.
And he had to endure years of losing with Detroit. Mm-hmm. So his first year with the Rams, and he's now going Super Bowl.
Yep. He's got somebody to pass to.
He has someone to pass to. He has someone to block. He has a defense, you know.
Other than I think Johnson was his main one for Lions.
I mean, yeah, he had Megatron up there.
Yeah, Megatron, yeah, whatever.
But Joe Burrow, I mean, he could be like the up-and-coming prodigy, like the next Brady, which just retired. Like, he could be passing the legacy on.
It's a long shot, but maybe.
Yeah, but
You never know.
What you got, Joe?
Bengals for sure.
Joe Bengals?
Cool. Yeah, you still haven't said. So L.A. for you or Bengals? Or Rams, I guess.
I don't want to actually associate with Rams. I'm just going to say I'm pulling for Stafford.
You're pulling for Stafford but want the Bengals to win?
I'm pulling for Stafford and anything else that happens. I want Stafford to have a good game. I want him to say, you know.
You're pulling for the Rams.
No, I'm pulling for Stafford.
You're pulling for Stafford to throw 400 yards, but the Bengals come out on top.
I'm pulling for Stafford.
Okay, let's get on the topic.
For Stafford. So, speaking of the Bengals and the orange and black there.
Ooh. I like the transition.
You like the transition?
That was good.
It happened last week.
Yep.
Joe.
Yep.
Harley Davidson release premiere. Ooh.
Did they listen to you last week?
Yep. They dropped the bomb. That was basically what they did. They dropped the load. They didn't fulfill what everyone was hoping for.
I mean,
we actually had a comment on last week's video that said if Harley would listen to this video, like it was a comment that literally said if Harley listened to this video, they would be very successful. And it was really funny.
A comment on our podcast?
Yep.
I didn't even know that. Jeez Louise.
Yep.
It was work, huh? For once, we actually don't have Kim calling in. Uh-huh. She hasn't called in a while. Hi, Kim. Hi, Kim. Are you out there? You still alive?
She has a full-time job.
Hey, Kim.
Okay. All right, so going back to it. Harley, you feel he dropped the bomb, huh?
Dropped the ball.
I have to agree with you. In a lot of ways, in the sense that I think the only one that actually I think they're going to get a lot of traction on is the low-rider ST.
Yeah, but what they did was they were like, let's see, how can we make the low-rider more expensive? That's all they did.
How expensive is it? Like, a lot more?
Yes. I don't know what the MSRP is on it, but it's got
to
be
more than what it used to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the low rider itself was like 20,000, 21,000.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's $18,999. I think I did look it up. The ST, the base, just the entry level ST or whatever.
No, the low rider is $18,999.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was $19,999. It was 20,000.
Let's look it up. Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Harley Davidson.
So, come on, Beaver. Let's go.
No, just go Harley Davidson. Just go Harley Davidson's website. Yeah. Just go harleydavidson.com. I mean, I know it's.
I don't want to put this on my computer because then I'm going to get all these ads and I'm just going to be disgusted. Bless you.
Excuse me.
That might be the first sneeze in the podcast.
That was a big one, too. That was one of those dad sneezes. You know, it's like, oh my God, people are going to like blow their eardrums out.
Is it already on the website?
It's Cruiser Lowrider ST. Cruiser.
Cruiser.
Lowrider ST.
Here we go.
It's like a baby Challenger. That's what it looks like to me.
It is 21,749, and that's what it starts at, obviously.
Oh, hold on. Gray adds 450 to the MSRP.
So you're looking 22 grand.
Yeah, 22 grand.
So 22 over, grand. Over. 22 grand, and you get the Lowrider ST, or you could get base model Challenger.
Or you can just get a Chief. That's a 116, and throw a little, you know, little fairing thing on the front, little bubble fairing, and call it a day.
I mean, would you say it's club ready though? The Lowrider ST, is that club ready?
I think that it's probably as club ready as one's going to come from the factory. I do believe.
I mean, that is, oh my god, that's some terminology that's just painful. Yep. Too many Sons of Anarchy fans out there.
Yeah, I haven't watched all that. I watched like a couple episodes, but I'm not into it yet.
I mean, it's a throwback to the FXRT. All right, I know Stacy, our service manager here, mm-hmm. he was really pumped about it. He liked it. He thought it was a great idea. Like, and it does have a good appeal to it. I think that's why it's the only one that is actually going to be this big headway. It's going to make decent traction. Everything else is just bland. I mean, they came out with the Road Glide ST and the Street Glide ST.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be their performance bagger lineup. And
I knew they came out with this. This is what I was about to show next, which is was the Pan America 1250.
Yeah.
So that was like, I was trying to look it up to understand what they came out with before I got on this podcast and was just unaware. Looks okay, but it's not really a Harley to me. It's kind of weird.
It just
they're trying to get into a different demographic, and it's just very weird.
It's just like riding in this dirt all alone. I don't know. Going back to the Street Glide ST and the Road Glide ST, I see that there's going to be some traction because anyone wants performance. Like, this big thing right now, performance baggers, ever since King of Baggers race, ever since these things. But it's not like they even came out with – they just went with 117 cubic inch engine. But for some reason, it's pushing 125 foot-pounds of torque versus our 116, which was pushing 126, which is, you know, one foot-pound different. But
it's crazy that they would put that out and not be like, we got to get one more, guys. Exactly. You know, or at least
like,
two more.
We get one more, like, bigger engine, at least beat the Chieftain. But they made a solo seat, which I think is like, I'm not spending $30,000 on a bagger that I know is going to piss off my wife when I go to buy it.
Yeah.
Because she does not have a seat at all.
Speaking of pissing off wife, no quad glide.
No quad glide.
What's up with that?
I think the quad glide was just like a rumor mill. I'm thinking that I don't think it was a real thing. I mean, just.
But there was a new quad glide, or not quad.
There is. Tri-glide. There's new. The CVO came out with the CVO trike.
Okay. So they came out with some, but I mean, still, it's just. The CVO just isn't.
Yeah, if they would have came out with a quad glide, it would have been better than what Harley did come out with.
Oof. That's rough.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. They should have definitely listened to you then, huh?
Should have brought back the Dino. Shot me a DM. I mean, they could. They didn't have to call me or text me. They could have shot me a DM and we could have.
Yeah. I mean, the CVO trike, I think that comes in a whopping like 50 G's.
Let's throw it up on the screen real fast.
And the paint, I mean, to me, the CVO lineup was just.
The flames on the front of the wheels.
Yeah, because those wheels, those car wheels are on fire. No, I'm just not impressed with their CVO lineup in general.
50,000 is what it starts at.
That's expensive. That's a lot of bike.
I mean,
for three letters, maybe five if you include HD.
HD CVO, yeah.
Yep, five letters.
I mean, I don't know.
Five letters?
50,000. I mean, but then the Road Glide CVO and the Street Glide CVO are 42,000.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I wasn't impressed. I mean, they're not giving you the bigger engine. They keep piping up this 131, but they haven't released it into a bike yet, the stock. So I would think if you were going to put your performance bagger out there, that you're at least come in with a 131 and 124, something like that, where it's just like, hey, they're definitely going to give you all the power. Yeah. And
they're not doing anything that's next level. It's just kind of like, oh, we're going to upgrade what we had before.
They didn't really upgrade. It's just new paint on CVO. It's just like,
oh, it's not even a new motor, or not new motor, but upgraded motor. I thought
it's 117. It's been around for a while.
Yeah. They had the 117, like the Street Glide Special, I think, was a 117, wasn't it?
It was.
CVO?
Yeah. So
I figured with CVO, like when I hear CVO, I'm like, oh, it's got more power.
Well, I think it was like the 114, but CVO had a 117, if I'm not mistaken, okay? But they had the 114, so I think they did away with the 114. They're just going everything to the 117, which is awesome. But at the same time, though, it's nothing really like it's not next level. They didn't change any of the stuff. The only thing that's next level would be the lower RST, just because it brought back that fairing that was like the FXRT. Mm-hmm.
And you're paying for it.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. but small bags, it's not like a true... It's not a true touring bike.
Yeah.
It's not. It's got the clamshell bag, it looks like, and those are just pain.
But as you guys said, if you want to get into a club, apparently, that's...
Don't you put that evil on the clubs.
Sorry.
Don't you put that... Don't you do that.
Would you rather me say crew? Squad?
I don't know what I'd rather have you say, but it just wouldn't be that. Sorry. But that's the kind of market that people are going... That I feel like the dealers are going after is this edgy market. It was just like, hey, yeah. we know nothing, but we're just going to go.
Well, and maybe that's the market because people are watching Sons of Anarchy and all that's these shots. Old. And it's well, I mean, Mayans. People are watching stuff like that is the point, and people are getting into riding bikes because of it. So maybe that's what they're after.
Sons of Anarchy has been off the air for a few years now.
Yeah, I didn't keep up with it. I know it's been off, but I don't really.
It's all about the Mayans MC now, apparently. I don't know. I've never seen that one.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
You seen Mayans MC?
First couple episodes.
Yeah.
Just a lot happens in all those episodes. Like a lot of like explosions and people dying.
Well, yeah. That's what happens every day.
That happens a lot in the MC world. A lot of
yeah. I hear that dying. Shit downtown all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, explosions and just.
I understand.
I don't know. I wasn't that thrilled, but
it's just another year for them. Just throwing out something to say they got something new. And
I think the biggest disappointment wasn't the fact that it was just another year. It's just the fact that they hyped it up with this video.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, okay, cool. Where are they going to release this? It's going to be so epic.
And then it was the same stuff.
And it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean... They didn't do anything get on Indians, you know, to stay with Indian, like the put any pressure on us. They didn't.
I mean, they're hyping up the fact that they won the King of the Baggers, you know, which is, I think, Ryder is just much as Ryder versus.
Yeah, a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, man.
Well, I mean, it's also when you only have, you have two Indian challengers against 13 Harleys, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And O'Hara didn't even finish one of the actual races because something happened in like the 7th lap or the 8th lap or something like that, which Lob Wyman just pulled away. I think, anyways, point being though, is that, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next level of King of the Baggers.
Yeah, it's supposed to start up soon.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to start at Daytona. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be really cool, getting the bikes around those big banking walls and see how they actually take speed and stuff like that, but... I don't know.
I'll have to start trying to watch a lot more of that this year.
You should.
At least see some highlights after the race, something like that, so I can keep up with it. Send me some stuff.
Do you watch motocross? What do you watch? Or do you follow a bunch of stunt stuff?
I watch, football, obviously. I watch hockey is my favorite sport.
Really? Hockey is your favorite sport?
Yeah, I used to play hockey as a kid. I was actually...
I would have never guessed that. Were you the bag boy?
Yeah, you were that guy that squirts the water in people's mouths.
I was actually pretty good at hockey.
Were you, like, mopping the ice?
No, I was scoring goals and taking names.
Squeegee the ice?
I used Zamboni the ice.
I was so skinny that I would slip right in between people, and they were like, what the... No.
Are you like the little like figure skater in Mighty Ducks that did like the pirouettes and stuff like that?
The only thing is when I was a kid, because it was when I was a kid, I was little, but like they put me on defense.
You're still little and you're a grown man.
Yeah. They just put me on defense and they put me as center
one
game.
They put you as
game.
A center?
They put me as center one game, and when I got to center, I scored 3 goals. You can ask my mom, you know, if we're talking about having her on eventually. You can ask her. I scored 3 goals. They changed me back to defense because the other kids were starting to cry and get upset. I was pretty good.
We're talking about ice hockey?
Yeah.
Where is there ice hockey in Fayetteville?
Fort Bragg. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. And then one reason that it all kind of ended is because of they wanted me to go on a traveling team, but that would make
That's
me
a
have
lot
to,
of money.
It was a lot of money. It was a lot of traveling. Gas prices were going insane right around that time. And my mom was kind of like, hey, you want... I was pretty young, yeah.
You're that young now? Like, we're talking like 2010, 11 time?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I can't give you an exact date or anything, but yeah. I
hate you.
Anyways.
So
it's not all.
Your NHL dreams got crushed because of gas prices.
That and traveling team, yeah.
Because you didn't want to travel.
No, it wasn't me. It was,
weekend traveling would have taken away from church and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So now at least your soul's saved, but, you know, your career's in the dust.
But, you know, I don't know. Without going all into it, it worked out.
It did work out.
I just went to other sports.
What other sports?
Stunting.
Well, yeah, sure. I don't consider it a sport. You know, all the stunners can hate me for it, but it's not a sport. It's a hobby. Unless you're, like, legitimately in a parking lot doing it constantly. Like, that's a little different. I played soccer. I played baseball. I hated that. It was way too boring. Sorry to your son.
Yeah.
And you. Uh-huh. And you. You guys all have baseball hats on right now.
Why do we have him on the show? Like, he doesn't ride our brand. He doesn't.
Yes, I do.
You don't ride American. You don't like baseball. Do you even like apple pie?
Yeah, apple pie is great.
Yeah. You don't like Mexican food.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, here we go.
Like, who in the world doesn't like Mexican food?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not into it. They got some, you know, fried ice cream. Great. You know, I don't know if you've ever had fried ice cream, but.
Yeah, I've had fried ice cream.
It's pretty daggone good.
It's okay.
You know, the twisted sticks or whatever they are.
Churros?
No, I don't mean churros. They sell them at Taco Bell. They're
pretty
good.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Twisted.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's a play on a churro. That's what the twisted
is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Apologize.
Yeah. Whatever.
I know what a churro is, but it doesn't look like a churro that much.
It's the Taco Bell version that costs a dollar.
Just like a Taco Bell Mexican food is not actually like Mexican food, okay?
Let's put it this way. If they're like, we have to have Taco Bell, I'm like, all right, cool. And then I go there and I'm like, can I get a large twisted stick or whatever it's called?
A twisted stick.
Whatever they call it, it's twisted something. Anyways.
Cinnamon twist.
Cinnamon twist. There you go. See? I told you. Anyways.
Suit.
Why is this... Attack Kyle episode.
Because I'm trying to figure out like why you're here actually right now.
I can good. He's really good at tech.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm really good at tech.
Oh, that's right. We basically had no one else to actually start this podcast, edit this podcast, do any of this stuff right here.
It was nice knowing you guys.
Except we're like, hey, Kyle. Yeah.
Plus, he has such a good radio voice.
He does. Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hey this guys. Kyle. This is Kyle from Bastion Cycles and Marine. I want to introduce you to the new Super Chief.
Yeah. New video coming out soon. Excited about that. I'm still working on that. I still got to get you to sing into the mic and do all that. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Super Chief.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Oh my God. Kyle, why are you here?
I don't know. Look, whenever we.
Because you're horrible with the board.
Yeah.
He's better than I would be probably just because that's a lot of stuff.
It's not that complicated.
I mean, it's not that. It's
you almost had it. It's got to be quicker than that.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of buttons, and then you got all the, and then you take the volume down, you know. You can mute yourself. You can.
What's that? And his name is John C.
Yeah, there's all these buttons, and then there's different. Yeah, it's great.
So this is why you're here. This is why you're here.
Yeah. Yep.
And to bring in that other aspect of stunting and metric bike riding.
Yeah, the metric bike riding, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, these episodes, whenever we're talking about Harley, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm trying here.
Yeah, so also I noticed that
so is Harley.
Harley, yeah, Harley doesn't even, the Livewire is not even part of their lineup anymore. It broke away. It's like its own.
Is it?
Yeah, look it up.
The new Buell lineup or something?
It's not.
So you're saying it's not on the website?
Yeah, look it up.
So if I... Electric. Oh, electric. Livewire. Look at that. You liar.
No, go type in Livewire.
Like it's right there.
It's on the website.
Oh. Go to Google and type in Livewire.
All right.
It actually brings you to a whole nother section that just says Livewire.com.
Yeah, it's just Livewire now. It's not Harley Davidson Livewire.
Okay, I don't want
to... So could we bring Livewire on then?
I'm pretty sure you probably still have to have a Harley affiliation to have it, but it's not considered a.
Well,
it's not branded
we don't have
Harley
to worry about that anytime
oh,
soon.
Oh, so they've actually. Oh yeah, when you go to Livewire on Harley Davidson's website, that's why it did that. It actually redirects you to Livewire.com.
Yep.
So that means that Harley is dying, and they know it. So they get Start calling it Livewire.
I don't think it means Harley's dying. I think they're trying to disassociate the Livewire with from Harley and just basically make its own brand. Wow. It's kind of like rebranding Access. It's that way it's easier.
You can still buy one of these things.
How much is it now?
$22,000.
Oh, at least it came down to $8,000. Why does every electric bike look like a rocket or a sport bike? Why don't they? I know we've talked about this.
As in rocket, do you mean the
like a sport bike?
The Triumph Rocket?
No, not like a Triumph Rocket.
It looks like a Triumph Rocket in the center with that huge freaking electric motor or electric battery, whatever.
I don't know.
The motor, I guess, is down at the
bottom. Looks like an intake off a jet, like the F-16.
I mean, it looks kind of cool in that little aspect, but the rest of it, it's like.
I don't know. I'm just still trying to figure out.
Yeah,
I love it. After $21,999, after $2,200 federal tax credit.
They're trying.
Hey, whatever.
You can't blame them.
Hey. So, what else?
Harley fell on its face. That's about all we can say is they fell on their face. They didn't try. I mean, we can go on and on. I'm trying to be somewhat conservative.
Well, maybe they made the video before the video last week. And
I
don't
want to say what's really on my mind, but because
why not? I want you to say
that
I
hurts
want
feelings. Feelings get hurt.
I don't. Ooh. No, I don't think you're gonna hurt feelings.
I get the feeling that he wants to go, you know, sell Harleys or something.
Go. Joseph.
Why would I want to sell Harleys?
Boogie.
I want to actually sell something. I want to be able to pay my bills. That'd be nice.
We sell Harleys. So.
Yeah, the used Harley. I'm in the used Harley business, not in the new Harley business.
That's true. So. But I don't know. I am disappointed. We need to. I was hoping Stacey would actually be on the show, so that way he could like give us that perspective of Harley, you know, coming out through the years and going back. Because I mean, he knows like, you know, the tire size from the 1985, you know, electric glide or whatever it was out there. 1985. He gives all that information. But I don't know. I was, like, really excited about the hype-up. I mean, I think everyone in the dealership was watching.
Yeah, we turned it on and watched it just because, I mean, it's nice to know what other brands are doing.
Yeah.
So we can talk intelligently about it. But
and even then, if somebody goes to Harley, they look at something and they come here, you want to be informed and know the differences. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, so once
I have no worries about them going there and then coming here now. Zero.
Yeah.
I still say if you want performance bagger, if you want a lightweight bike that's going to be handled like a sport bike or something like that, I'm going with a Challenger. I can put up a Challenger up against a Lowrider ST and a Road Glide ST.
Yeah.
And the Challenger's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hands down.
Just the overall ride, like, I really like the Challenger. Like, I've rode the Chieftain. I like the Chieftain a lot. Every time I ride a Harley, it shakes me to death. But I started riding a Challenger, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. But, I mean, I'm not there yet.
And it's thousands of dollars cheaper.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Well, and not only that, my dad actually goes to the demos and stuff every now and then, and when they had that. And he would go demo, like, Harleys, and then he'd come to the Indian store and start demoing those. And he loved the Indians, but he loved some Harleys, too, just because he used to have one. Well, once the Challenger became a thing, I was like, ride that. You're going to love it. And he rode it, and he's like, oh, man, yeah, you're right. So he loves that one.
Mm-hmm.
So but he's just like me. Which is really bad to say.
I mean, I didn't see anything that was innovative with their actual, what we call a Ride Command, which is like their Harley Davidson, I guess their screen technology. They didn't mention anything like that, which is like one of the cool things about the Challenger and even the Chieftain and the Roadmaster lines is that having that cell modem in there that give you that whole.
All the weather, the traffic.
Weather, traffic.
All over just your navigation.
The easeability of just being able to navigate stuff. Like, people are just like.
And then connecting to your phone, playing music, doing whatever you want to do. It's super simple, super easy, and you get it for a really good price compared to everything else.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, more bang for your buck, I'm still saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Indian heavyweight lineup is there. Yeah. So, I don't know.
We'll see what happens in the future, I guess.
True fact. What else you got?
Don't ask me about Harleys.
What else you got in the world?
I mean, I wish they would do, you know, the Dyna, but other than that, like, don't know much.
They're not bringing the Dyna around back. They're not bringing Dyna back because then they have to change up their whole production and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, I got something. So, you know how it snowed just recently?
Yes.
Okay, of course, the snow in Fayetteville, not here. So, I'm in my backyard. We're trying to have some fun. Kevin, episode three. He came over to my house, and we got him on a tarp, put him on the tarp, tied a rope around my Grom sub cage, which is, you know, the stunning stuff, tied it around that, and started pulling him on the tarp, you know, with the rope, with my Grom. It's pretty fun.
The Grom was actually able to pull someone else besides you.
As long as I got traction on the snow, yes.
So you basically did some ice racing, ice stuff.
Sure.
Sure.
It was
speaking
fun, though.
Of Grom, hold on. Did you know that Kyle actually got a ticket on the Grom?
For going too slow?
No. Yeah, I was sharing with him, for all our listeners, do not get a ticket on a national,
National
park. Yeah, there you go. I got a ticket in a national park, and as soon as it's in a national park, it's federal property.
Yeah, so
it's a federal crime.
Have you ever been to a federal courthouse?
Well, basically, I had to go, but I hired an attorney and went through all that.
Well, I didn't, and I went to federal court for a ticket that happened on base.
Oh.
And, like, it is, like, downtown in Fayetteville, like, above the post office. Yeah. And it was, like, U.S. Marshals, and you had to, like, get paged up. You had to get paged up to, where the courthouse was. It was, like, super, like, I felt like I was.
Really,
was,
really
yeah,
legit.
It was, like, yeah.
I just know it costed a lot more for an attorney.
Hold on, man. How is, you both have gotten tickets federally? I'm the one that's actually in the military.
Well, you've been a good boy.
Mm. No, that's never happened. Yeah, no. I did get stopped at the gate, and I got arrested at the gate when Jesse was taking me in. She was driving me on base. I could, my license got suspended on base. I couldn't drive. So for a ticket, surprisingly enough. All right. And they're like, they were basically saying I don't have access to base. I was like, I'm not allowed to drive on base, but I could have access to base. I'm in the military. I have a job on base. I have to go. And they're like, nope. And I just had surgery on my hand. So the MP stopped me, and they're like, can you step out of the car? Stepped out of the car. I freaking was like, hey, no, just she's driving me to work. She just worked on base also. And she's like, are you guys arresting him? Like, yeah. All right, I'm going to go to work then. So she just left me there at the front gate. So then they basically like, okay, can you put your hands behind your back? And I was like, I'm in like a three-quarter cast like this, all right? And I couldn't do anything. I was like, no, I can't put my hands behind my back. I'm in a freaking cast. They're like,
they just didn't want you swinging that cast on a problem.
Well, I couldn't swing anything anyways. So I was just like, and they're like, well, okay, like, I was like, seriously, we're going to try to handcuff me with
You're a big dude, so I could see why they were trying to stop you.
No, it was just, then they brought me on base. They brought me in the office, called my supervisor, and they just came and picked me up. And they're like, no, he's allowed on base. He's just not allowed to drive on base. And he wasn't driving, therefore, like, leave him alone.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was not good. But,
well.
But, anyways, he was going 58 in the 35 on a Grom. I didn't know Grom could get up to 58. Yeah,
it was like 56, something like that. I know it was like 20 over. But I got out of it. I had to do a class. Oh, it's the most boring class. It was like
driver's ed?
It was like 8 hours on the computer.
Uh-huh. And time you. They don't let you. You can't fast forward.
You can't do anything.
It's like alive at 25 or 25 and alive or something like that.
It was really bad. And then at the very end, the thing that irritated me is literally like they're very stereotypical for motorcycle riders because – at the very end of the whole thing, every single question almost, like I say every question, it was probably 60% of the questions were alcohol related. I was like, what? Like they all think we're alcoholics. That's terrible.
Do you even drink alcohol?
Every once in a while, not that much. But I did find my favorite beer the other day and I drank two that night because I was
what was
excited.
It?
Whoa.
Woodchuck, Amber, whatever, which they make a couple different ones, but it's Woodchuck. Woodchuck, like, it's like a cider, cider, yeah.
So that's not beer, yeah, it's a cider.
Well, then don't call it beer, then. That makes you feel better.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
I'm there with you, Kyle, man. Don't worry.
22.
I'm
there with you.
A woodchuck, a woodchuck, yeah. Chuck wood.
I like Bold Rock better than them, personally.
Oh, my God. Are we really talking about ciders right here? Yeah, well, therefore,
are you like a Bud Light guy?
Oh,
like
no.
See, that's what I'm saying. I tried and I just.
Well, you rip your sleeves off and someone throw you a beer or your Budweiser.
I just found, what was it? It was a video. I'll find it and I'll share it with you for our next episode. It was the, it was basically them remixing a Bud Light commercial into like, I don't know, I'll find, I know what I'm looking for.
Okay. We'll look it up.
But anyways, no, Bud Lights are horrible. The only thing good about them was, used to be their Super Bowl halftime commercials and stuff like that. But now they're sad too and pathetic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They thought it was old school with the Super Bowl show this year.
Yep.
I mean, you probably have hyped Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, freaking Eminem. Mm-hmm.
A lot better than Katy Perry.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Katy Perry is awesome. She's an angel.
You just like her tits.
Oh, my God. I would never say that about woman. That is so derogatory.
How dare I?
How dare you, Kyle?
Oh, no.
What is this?
Guys, you're losing it.
We're gone. Is that our signal to go? Oh, it's our signal to go. Time.
Oh, Joe's got something to do.
That was a wrap it up, if you didn't know.
Wrap it up.
Oh, I thought you would have gone like this or something like that.
What would that be, a wrap it
up? Wrapping, like wrapping a paper present.
Oh, my. I would have never thought about that.
All right. So, anyways, Super Bowl is 2 weeks from now. We'll have episodes out. Going past them, we're filming today, so the fact is we're not actually going to be able to do a prediction, but we're
saying... We can do a prediction right now.
We can do... Okay, prediction.
Predictions.
Okay, Rams. Yeah. I'm going for Stafford, you're going for Rams, and you're going for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Cole.
All right. And Harley Davidson.
Sorry to that? All the other team members. You're not on the right thing. This is him singing.
That's awesome. Oh, and just so we don't ever forget,
shaka shaka boom boom.
Oh yeah, that is right here.
Shaka shaka boom boom.
There you go. We're just gonna get them all in there. Okay, just make sure that you don't forget about these moments.
Yep.
All right. This concludes another episode of One Down Five Up. Let us know what you think about the Harley Davidson lineup. If you actually thought that it was a dud or home run, let us know who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. And we will do a giveaway of nothing. Maybe a sticker.
We will do a giveaway of nothing. No.
Remember, if you want your stickers or anything like that, give us a DM. Drop us a line. Share us. Get us hyped up. And, that's concludes another episode. And I'm happy.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe. See you later.
Shiga, shiga, boom, boom.
Sorry, wrong one.
Thanks.
There we go. Sorry about that.